You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack, craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the hit killers podcast, Murder in the Morning.
Well, the attorneys for Brian Koberger, they are not letting up on this let's move the trial thing. And I don't know, I really can't blame them. They're doing their job. As much as I think it would make sense to be able to do this in the same community that was affected by this horrible tragedy, sometimes you just can't, and you don't want to have any reason to go back for a retrial or a mistrial or whatever, but avoid those options to present themselves at the end of the day. The new legal battle as his defense team seeks to move the trial out of Ladue County. Koberger, of course, arrested 6 weeks after the murders of Ethan Chapin, Madison Mogan, Zena Kernodle, and Kaylee Gonsalves. It's set to go to trial in June of 2025. Hey, we're less than a year away now. The countdown's on. However, his defense team argues that a fair trial is impossible in Ladue County due to the extensive pretrial publicity and potential juror bias. In the recent filing, Koberger's defense team warned of the potential for violence if the alleged killer is acquitted. The defense conducted a phone survey of hundreds of potential jurors in Ladue County asking about their knowledge of the case and their reactions to a possible acquittal. Their responses, the defense argues, reveals a significant bias against Koberger. The defense is filing, highlighting several alarming responses from Ladue County residents when asked what they thought might happen if Koberger was found not guilty. They'd burn the courthouse down. Outrage would be a mild description, one potential juror reportedly said.
Well, okay then. Holy cow.
Wow. Another predicted there would probably find him and kill him. Additional comments included fears of riots and so-called good old boy justice being met out by vigilantes. Riots. Parents would take care of him, another resident responded. How?
Jeez, people.
This is your own town. You're not going to burn it to the ground if he's found not guilty. Now, I would think if he's not guilty, he's going to need to get the fuck out of there pretty quick. Because, yeah, I don't think it's a town he could settle back into and go, I'm going to teach here. Open up a little coffee shop and everybody can stop by and, you know, get a coffee on the way to work, greeted by Koberger looking at you creepily and staring at your breasts and then stalking you. Hope you enjoy that coffee. No, I can't imagine that would work out very well for Brian Koberger, quite honestly. The responses contrast sharply from those from Ada County, where the defense suggests the trial would be moved. When asked the same question, potential jurors in Ada County offered much more subdued predictions. They would go on with life as always, one said. With another remarked, I think they would take it well. A third simply stated, I don't know if there would be super strong feelings. The defense argues that these starkly different responses highlight the need to move the trial to ensure an impartial jury. They also point to the recent cases of Chad Daybell and Lori Vallow Daybell, who were tried for their roles in a series of high-profile deaths. The trials were moved from Fremont County to Ada County due to concerns over pretrial publicity. The defense contends that the same rationale applies to Koberger's case, given the extensive media coverage and the strong emotion surrounding the murders of the four students. Prosecutors, however, are resisting the request to move the trial. They argue that the murders were so high profile, the media coverage so pervasive and wide ranging, that relocating the trial would not likely yield jurors who are unfamiliar with the case. According to the prosecution, finding a truly impartial jury would be challenging, regardless of the trial's location, given the national attention to the case and what it has received thus far. The defense filing also underscores concerns about the potential for a biased jury pool in Latah County. During its survey, Latah County residents acknowledged their own bias. The filing states, referencing the heated responses gathered from local residents, in contrast, Ada County is presented as a more neutral venue where potential jurors seem less predisposed to expect violence or extrajudicial actions if Koberger is acquitted. The motion to move the trial will be argued at a hearing on the 29th, so later this week, as the legal teams prepare for the next step. The community is going to be watching very closely. We'll see what happens with that. I don't think they're going to burn the courthouse down. I think your only real true risk, honestly, if you were to be found not guilty, would be his safety getting out of there.
Have you ever taken a survey of this nature? And let me ask you this, if you did, would you answer so candidly, like I'd burn the place down? I mean, yeah, it just seems
sensationalist. I would probably say crazy shit.
Would you?
Completely, just to fuck with them.
Oh, so, God. See, I wonder if that's what's going on here.
Yeah, there's probably somebody reading this going, oh, or listening, going, oh, my God, I said that just to fuck with them, that they're going to burn the court. Like, it's not, I mean, it's, I get what the defense is doing. They're trying to, basically, it's the last-ditch effort. Let's scare everyone that if he is found not guilty here, the place is going to burn to the ground. I mean, it's almost like, it's like how Donald Trump speaks of the world, where if he's not elected, it's like everything's going to burn to the ground and we're all going to die. You'll be eating your pets. And it's like, it's not going to be that bad. I'm sorry. It's just,
no.
So it's sensationalist. It's a scare tactic. We'll see if it works. If it works, I don't think it's based on that though. I think it would be more based on just, yeah, let's put this in an area where we don't have an appellate issue even being a possibility, because we did move it like the defense wanted to give him a fair trial. And that's at the end of the day what we want. It's not about burning him at the stake in the town where the crimes were committed, because he is innocent until proven guilty. But we have to let that play out.
Boy, it's going to be a long year.
Yeah. Yeah, we shall see where this goes. I still, you know, we're saying June of next year. I still have a feeling it's going to be moved back even more.
You feel like it? What do you think might pop up?
I think we'll be in September of next year.
Okay.
I don't know what will pop up, but there's going to be some motion and something's going to happen. I don't think anything groundbreaking. I just think it's just going to be motions to keep stretching this thing out, because the judge seems to not really have a huge issue with that. I mean, at some point he's going to put his foot down, but I think they'll probably get another couple months out of it. Just my guess. Don't know what, don't know why, but I just feel like something's going to happen at some point.
Well, it feels like it's been going on forever already.
It has. It's, we're going on 2 years right now since the murders took place. 2 years in like a month or so, roughly, right around there. So, hard to believe.
It's a long time.
It is.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2 hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday.
Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.